welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On today's episode of the podcast slash vlog, I'm going to be doing something a little different than what I normally do. If you've listened to the podcast for any period of time, especially recently, or watched the videos on YouTube, you've heard me say that I am terrible at GPS, right? Like, I'm just not good at it. Most of the time, what I do is I try and find someone else that's more knowledgeable about the area and tag along with them or follow them. And that has worked really well for the last few years for me. But I also really enjoy the exploring, and I also don't really like not having any idea where I am and feeling so clueless, especially, saying that I'm a quote-unquote overlander. Again, not going to dive into definitions and go through that mess that everyone always argues about. But, like, I do feel like an important part of that is to be able to navigate around successfully, be able to, explore and use a map better. So, again, in this episode, I kind of want to do, like, literally a beginner's basic use of Gaia, and also combine that with kind of where I go to find stuff. So I've done some like more vague general things talking about, multi-vehicle use maps that you can get from the Forest Service, just looking on the Forest Service sites to see if they have any recommendations or anything like that on there, Facebook groups, social groups, and then emailing other creators, YouTubers, things like that, and asking personally if they have any spots that they might be willing to share with you. But on this episode, I'm actually going to show you, and if you're on the podcast, it's going to work a little bit better on YouTube, so you may prefer to go over there and see it, because you'll be able to see my screen. I'm recording that too. But I'm going to describe it as best I can for you guys on the podcast as well, so it's still valuable for you. But again, you may want to hop over to YouTube just to see all the stuff that I'm actually doing on the computer. I'll do my best to describe it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, but again, there are tons of people, I'm thinking like an Ozark Overland Adventures who literally teaches classes on Gaia. And I was super really intimidated by Gaia for a long time, and I didn't want to spend any money on it. I didn't want to, I just felt like, why would I spend money on it if I don't ever use it? Like I pulled up the free version a couple times and I was like, this doesn't seem that useful. And it's just really hard to sort of figure your way around, right? So again, on this episode, I'm going to literally talk you through it, show you my screen, and walk you through the stuff that I've learned just like in like an afternoon. Like after work, I put on the TV and I started doing some research to try and find some spots. I'm going to do a whole fake trip here for you. I'm going to research the Daniel Boone Backcountry Byway, which is actually a place I do want to go. But I'm just going to kind of like pull it up and walk you through it literally as if I were doing this myself to try and plan a trip. Again, I've only done this like one time in an afternoon for like 2 or 3 hours, but already I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on it. Now, again, if you want really super in-depth detailed stuff, if you are Matt from Ozark Overland Adventures and you're watching this, please don't judge me. Feel free to post up some tips in the comments down below if I missed anything. Again, this is just my literal beginner's view of this stuff, but I do feel like it would be helpful for people to get them over that sort of hump of like being scared of Gaia. Like now that I've really played with it a little bit, it's really straightforward. Also, I'm going to put a link in the description below. Our friends Northology Adventures, Cindy and them, they have a discount code for Gaia. So I actually used that myself when I bought it. It's normally about $40 for a year, which is actually really cheap if you think about it. Even if you only take like 2 or 3 trips a year, $10. I mean, you're going to pay that for a physical map anyways of an area. And with Gaia, when I show you this here in a second, you're going to be amazed at how cool it is and how quick it is and easy to drop pins and all that sort of stuff. I'm also really excited. I've just done the planning for this next trip, but I will probably do a follow-up video when I get back, because what I'm doing is my Android head unit. I'll put a tag here to more on that if you want to know more about that. It's really awesome, but it has CarPlay built into it. And I was able to download. I hooked up to my Wi-Fi or my phone. Actually, I piggybacked off my phone. And I downloaded the maps. I put Gaia on my head unit. So now my head unit that's built into my truck has that, and then I'm saving the entire area so that it's just embedded, it's saved on my head unit for when I take that trip. So if I lose all connection, if I have no signal, I'm still going to have satellite reception, right? So I will be able to know where I'm going and see my way around, even if I lose all signal, which in the past I've primarily navigated using Google Maps. And I like Google Maps a lot. They're great for the road, especially if you're going to be near cell service. But if you get off cell service, you can't even start a, like, put in a pin or a destination and start it without cell service. It doesn't even know what to do. It freaks out. So on Gaia, my hope is and my understanding is that no matter what, as long as I have connection to a satellite somewhere, if I've downloaded the map, then I should be fine to still navigate and find my way to things, which makes me feel a lot better, especially when it comes to exploring. Like on these like 3, 4, 5 day trips that I do like to take, like to West Virginia or Wisconsin or, you know, the Daniel Boone Backcountry Byway, for example. It's going to be nice to like wake up one morning and be like, where should we go today? Right? And drop some waypoints, some things that look interesting, and then map your way to it and just explore. Just go out and see what you can find, right? And Gaia has auto re, you know, it will, like, if you take a different route than it's expecting, then it will document all that. It will track it. And that discount code that I mentioned takes it down to about $32. So again, I will put Cindy's discount code in the description down below because she has one and why not use it? But if you want to get it, I'd highly recommend it now that I've got it, just because I've had more fun just sitting around planning on it than, you know, sometimes than I've had trying to navigate to stuff in the real world. So using this plan is really fun and it's actually really easy. So let's kind of dive into it. I'm going to go through the basics here and kind of show you that. And again, I'll describe it for the folks on the podcast. Once you get into Gaia, so you can set up your profile, you can customize your profile picture, all that sort of standard stuff, right? And then they've got a number of options in here because you can save out different areas, you can save out different tracks. So those tracks are like things that you've already done, like places that you've already been. You can do hikes, you can do maps, there's folders, so you can folder your stuff, you can upload maps. So, you know, the one that I'm kind of thinking of is the Kentucky Adventure Trail. The Kentucky Adventure Trail has a GPX file for that whole entire trail, basically. So you could download that. It's free on a website. You know, if you Google Kentucky Adventure Trail GPX, you can find it. But you download that map and then you can upload it into Gaia and it will automatically pre-populate it. And actually, I think that I did this. I think that that's this over here. So again, if you're on the podcast, I'm showing you kind of the Kentucky Adventure Trail area. And there's like 100 pins that go all the way around this trail. And then as you zoom in, you know, it will actually show you kind of like what they are and you know, what the topography is and where the roads are and all that good stuff. So you can actually see. And then you can click into them too. So like you could just click on this pin here and it says Freeburn. So I don't know what that is, a road or something or some sort of a, you know, a thing that you can see. There's a big hill here. So like literally like everything is already mapped out and I've just uploaded here. McCoy Farm Camp. You know, there's just all kinds of cool stuff in here that you can see. Hatfield McCoy Inn. So just cool stuff that, you know, there already was a map for it. So, and I found it online for free and I uploaded it into Gaia. And then as I'm driving around, right? So like if I wanted to save this whole area, I can highlight this whole area. See, there's this create over here on the left side. There's a create section where you can create a waypoint. You can create a route. You can create an area. And so like I could save down this whole area. I could drop pins basically around this whole area and call it Kentucky Adventure Trail. And then I could drop pins all the way around this to save that as an area. And then I could download that area to my phone or to my head unit so that I've got it for when I'm off grid, for when I'm out of cell reception. I've got a backup of that in my phone so that it knows where all these points are and it knows all the roads and stuff that are in that area. So kind of the main things that I've learned already. Again, if you're on the podcast, I'm going to describe this for you. But if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. When you log into it and you get your basic settings set up and you put in your name and your, you know, your info and all that stuff, your social media channels, your Instagram, you know, the important things. Then on the left side over here, you've got map, right? So again, they try to make it really easy, which is nice. You've got map and then you've got overlays, layers, saved items, and preferences. And then, like I mentioned, you've got the create section, right? So you've got waypoints, routes, areas. You can import data or you could print the map. So again, if you're old school and you want to build out your map in Gaia, which is really cool, then you can actually print it and have a paper copy just as a backup. Just if your battery died, if anything happened, if for some reason you didn't save the right area or something and you have trouble accessing it, then it would be nice to have a paper backup. So you can do that as well. But so looking at overlays, I didn't really mess with these a whole lot, but they are pretty cool. So like you can turn on and off waypoints. So you just make those all go away if you want. Same with the labels that are on them. If you don't want the labels to show, or if you do, I have mine turned off, but if I turn them on, boom, if you're watching, you know, now they pop up and it shows those without even having to click into the waypoint, which is pretty cool. I'm going to leave it on actually. Routes. So again, if you've planned out a route, if you've clicked on this waypoint and connected to that waypoint and down to here and made a whole route, you can see that and turn that on and off. Same with tracks, areas. Let me show you an area. So I've actually made an area up here for Hoosier National Forest. So you see this green box, again, for those on the podcast, I basically traced a big green box around all of Hoosier National Forest, and then I dropped a few pins in it. Just spots that I already know about that I like to hit up, that sort of stuff, the fire tower, that kind of stuff. Super, super cool. So the overlays are nice because you can turn things on and off. Like I could get rid of the areas if I wanted to. I could get rid of the waypoints, get rid of, you know, save trails and things like that. You can add a grid overlay if you want, all that kind of stuff. So really cool basic stuff, but you don't have to mess with that, right? So don't be intimidated by it. If you just left it the same, that's basically what I'm looking at right now. So one of the main reasons why I wanted to go ahead and pay for Gaia is, you know, there are a few reasons, but you know, you have some more flexibility. You get access to more layers though. That's the most important thing. The one that I've turned on right now is MVUM layer. Again, this was kind of the main reason why I picked this thing up, because this is what's cool, right? So right now, if you're on the podcast, I am looking at that pre-uploaded map of the Kentucky Adventure Trail, right? And there's this pin out here, but it's kind of hard to tell what's what. You can't really see. It says campground, right? What's cool is with the MVUM, it will actually, and I'll fade it in here, it will show you what roads are okay and available for multi-vehicle use. So like off-road vehicles, ATVs, that kind of stuff. And so you can see as I faded that in, these roads that were previously, you know, kind of like dotted tracks and you couldn't even really tell what they were or what's okay. When you fade these in, it actually like highlights those up and brings those out so that you can see where you're allowed to go, right? Like that's always been one of my biggest fears is, am I doing something illegal? Am I doing something on private property? I don't want to piss anybody off. I don't want to, you know, get myself in trouble. I don't want to give myself a bad name as the guy that's trespassing, or I don't want to get shot, right? Like, I don't want anything bad like that to happen. I also don't want to break any rules or, you know, get in trouble with the Forestry Service. Like, that's my goal, is to try and tread as lightly as possible and be sort of a responsible steward. But I don't know, right? It's hard to tell. So with this MVUM, it's just nice because it kind of shows you, and you know, Gaia is really good about updating this stuff and kind of keeping it all up to date. So it kind of will tell you where you're allowed to go, you know, what you're allowed to be on and what you're not, right? How can I get to some of these areas that I otherwise couldn't get to without these trails that are, you know, are multi-vehicle use trails? So like here's like the Daniel Boone National Forest right here, right? And it just kind of looks like there's like a road that goes through here. But then when I turn on the MVUM, boom, there's all these trails, these like sort of backcountry roads that you can take, that it helps to expose to you what's a road and what's not. So that's really cool. But there are a ton of other layers too. Like you could turn on satellite topography and boom, you click that layer. And then it just, for those of you listening on the podcast, like it fills in topography. It gives you elevations and all that sort of stuff. So it shows you like if you're going to be on a steep drop off or not. And it also overlays like satellite photography. So when you zoom in here, it will actually get extremely granular, and my internet's catching up here, but like it will show you like, you know, the roads, it'll show you there's like a house here, there's a parking lot here. So like you could get, again, where I struggled in the past was looking at a Google map and being like, meh, I don't know if this is a parking lot at a Walmart or if it's a like a country road, right? Like they all just look the same. But with this, you can kind of turn on this topography. You can get really in depth, really in detail as far as like what you're looking at and where these roads go. And then again, you can drop pins all along it. You can drop, you know, you could find a spot that you want to explore and then tie it back, right? Like follow it back and build a trail back to, you know, how you're going to get to that campsite basically. So anyway, so this is just the very beginning of it for me, right? This is just the basics. I'm going to turn off the satellite one because it just kind of muddies up the waters, in my opinion. at least at this level where I'm kind of building it out. But so like, so that's a piece of it, right? So the map is really cool. The layers are awesome. The overlays are really cool because you can turn them on and off. I'm going to go back in here and turn my areas back on so I don't forget. But then the other piece of this, right? So then the other piece is, you might say, okay, great, Jason, that's great. Now I can see the roads. Now I can see the areas, right? I know how to upload maps. That's pretty easy. You go to import data. You know, when you do that, it says, okay, give me a file, and it tells you the different file types that you can use. As long as you can find something like that or get something like that from someone, boom, you upload it to your Gaia. All your points go in. All the name, nomenclature, all that stuff gets pulled into the maps, which is great. But you may be asking, like, okay, that's great, but, like, where do I find these, right? You know, and I mentioned before, you can Google it, just like with the Kentucky Adventure Trail. Like, there is a map, a public GPX out there where you can get it and you can download it and throw it straight into your Gaia. The way that I kind of do it. So again, I'm doing this just simply as an example for you guys, right? So like what I did was I literally typed in Daniel Boone Backcountry Byway in Facebook. It pulled up this group. I liked the group. I went into the group and I searched for dispersed camping. So yeah, when you do some searching, you know, back in February of 2020, there was a whole post that literally just says, if you want to explore the Daniel Boone Backcountry Byway, start here, read this post completely to educate yourself. And then it literally breaks down like when certain trails are closed, when they're open, you know, what the terrain is like, if there's weather, how do you find that out? Who maintains it, right? Who takes care of it? How do you donate to those groups to, you know, kind of make sure that the trails stay up and running? You know, here's a link to a map with free dispersed camping marked on it. That sort of stuff. So it goes through all this stuff, right? It goes through recommendations, like what kind of vehicle do you need to have? What kind of modifications are recommended for that area that you want to go to? So this has a ton of information in here, right? And that's just the first one that I clicked on. You know, there's things like this one here. It says recreate responsibly. And I kind of looked at this earlier, but this again gives you the phone number for the ranger station. So if you want to call and check in, if you want to call and ask questions, if you want to see what roads are open, which ones aren't, this one gives you dates when certain roads open and when they close. If you're not used to this area, if you don't know about this stuff, you may not be aware of it. There are rules, different rules for every single different place. So you want to make sure that you're not getting yourself into trouble. You're not going to places that you shouldn't. And this right here literally breaks down when these different roads open, when these different campgrounds open, how to get a hold of these different areas if you want to call and ask questions or make sure that you're okay. You know, like there's the Redbird off-road trail system, which is supposed to be really awesome. I haven't been there yet, but I would really like to check it out. It tells you when that opens. Again, it just gives you all the websites. It gives you a little map. It gives you all this stuff. So all this information exists out there. And a lot of the times too, there will be people that flat out say like, hey, I'm new. What's a good spot for a beginner? I have a Subaru Outback, blah, 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 right? Like they'll give some basic specs and then people will just jump in there and say, hey, like DBBB camping spot. Let's try that. Sites around Kentucky's Red River Gorge. So this is probably pictures, like a video. That's cool. Just talking about it. Are there off-road trails there? So like you can do a ton of pre-work, right? Just by searching on these places. There will always be, you'll find something in there about like, hey, here's, you know, my recommendation for a camping spot. Here's a road to hit up. But then you can take that information, you can hop back over to your Gaia, right? And then you can find that road. So like, you know, let's go back up here to Hoosier National Forest and use that as an example. So like, let's just pretend like this is the Hickory Ridge Fire Tower, which is an easy to find location in Hoosier National Forest. But let's just pretend like this was a spot, right? Somebody said, hey, here are some coordinates. You can copy and paste those coordinates. So let's just pretend here, right? So like, here are those coordinates for the fire tower. But let's say you got that off a Facebook group and somebody said, there's a great spot on the water. Here's where it is. You can take that and go, boom, drop it into the search thing in the top of Gaia here and click go, and then boom, it just takes you right to it. And then again, you could go to create a waypoint and you can drag a waypoint out and you could put it wherever you want, right? You could drop it on that spot. You could zoom in a little bit and say, you know, this road actually where those coordinates are is like the entrance. So let's say like this right here. This right here is a camp spot. I've camped in that spot before, but it's got a little tent marking on it already from Gaia. But let's say that the coordinates took you right there. So just right at the entrance to the campsite, but the campsite's actually an eighth of a mile back the road. You can drag it exactly to where you want the waypoint and drop it. And then you can title it. So you could say, like, what I've been doing is, if it's a spot I've never been to, I've been calling it potential campsite, just so that at a glance, when I get there, I'm like, okay, I've never been here. Let's go check this out. And then I'll update the notes when I'm on site. So if it is really cool, I could put, like, you know, a muddy two-track entrance. Once you get back in there, room for five rigs, like, you can put notes and stuff in here, which is really cool. It tells you the elevation. And then you can turn on and off public sharing, which is really cool too. So, like, I could make maps, again, that just say, hey, if anybody wants to know where this spot is, it's called Potential Campsite, you know, Hoosier National Forest by the Fire Tower. And it's got room for three vehicles, and I can make that public. Now, I haven't done that with mine because, again, I'm not trying to encourage people to do that, but you could. You can also share links and do all that stuff too. And there's tons of stuff you can do within here. But so then you click save if you want to save it. I'm not going to, because I don't need that spot. But so it's just so easy to use, right? Like, that's what I'm really impressed with, is that if you just combine a little bit of research, you know, with a group that you want to go into, to a place that you want to go to, then you can easily find spots. You can drop pins on there. And then, you know, you could essentially just navigate to that, right? Just like you would normally do with your Google Maps or anything like that. You would just click, I want to go here. Or you could tag a few together and build out your route. And then you could use that off-grid, off-internet, to find those locations. Again, I know that's what Gaia GPS is for. We all know that. But I just wanted to kind of walk you guys through my basic discoveries that I've made so far. If you're really new and you've never used it, I would definitely say check out the free one. You want to have all the layers and stuff that are really, really handy. But you can still play with it. You can still drop pins. You can still learn a lot from doing that and kind of get yourself over that hump of, you know, maybe being intimidated by it. And then if you decide, yeah, I want that MVUM overlay, I want some other premium things that come with the subscription, I'll put a link, like I said, in the description to Northology Adventures discount code, which will take about $8 off 40. So it's a pretty significant discount, 20%. But I hope that that helps you guys a little bit. Again, I know I've been saying for a long time I need to get better at navigating. So this is the beginning of my journey, right? So feel free to school me in the comments below. Let me know any tips that you guys may have. Or if you're new and you have questions, let me know, because that'll give me fun stuff to kind of play with and research in my premium thing. And I'm happy to do some looking for you. But so again, that was just my very bare bones basic overview of Gaia and some of the very basic features that it's got. But I really love it. Like, I've really had a good time. It seems a lot more user-friendly and intuitive than Google Maps even was. And there's not as much weird sort of like hunting around that you have to do that I feel like I have to do all the time in Google Maps. With Gaia, it's all pretty straightforward and it's pretty easy to use. So again, I encourage you to check it out. If you have questions, post up in the comments below. If you have tips for me, definitely would appreciate those too. Feel free to comment down below and let me know those. If you're not already, make sure to click that subscribe button. Click the bell to be notified when new videos drop. I do like a podcast/vlog every week. And then I do usually like a gear review or a trip report or something like that also during the week. So there's always a couple videos coming out each week. So I'm trying to get more and more content to you guys that you want to see. Also, there's a link to the store in the description below. I do sell a bunch of like funny patches and stuff like that. All things overlanding, merch, that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, I have to sell merch. I have a YouTube channel. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's got, you know, it's good quality stuff. So if you're interested in patches, if you're an overlander and you like patches, definitely click through that and pick yourself up some. And then, of course, my featured partners are listed down below as well. All awesome companies that will take great care of you and have some awesome products. So I would definitely recommend checking them out as well. And that was pretty much it. So again, thank you guys all for listening, for watching on YouTube. I appreciate it. I look forward to hearing from you guys in the comments and on Facebook, Instagram, all those other places where you guys hang out with me. But thanks again, and I hope you have a great week. Take care.